2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now, we ask you, brothers, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we said that every chapter in Thessalonians mentions the coming of Jesus, and it's very clear in this one. So we beseech you, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that you're not easily shaken in your mind or troubled. So the reality is, he's saying, Jesus is going to come back and we'll be gathered to him. So if you wonder how we're going to get from where we are now to Jerusalem to meet with Jesus, don't worry about it. You won't have to go and buy an air ticket. You won't have to walk. You won't have to get a bus. We will be snatched away, as he said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. So because of that reality, don't be shaken by anything, because that is going to happen. And when and how it will happen, don't worry. And don't be shaken in your mind, nor be troubled, neither by any supposed word from us or anyone who claims that they've got a message from the Spirit, as if the day of the Lord has already come. Let no man deceive you in any way. For this time will not come until, first of all, there comes a falling away. What that means is that just before Jesus comes, there's going to be a loss of faith. And that's what you see. And that's why we've got to be strong against all the arguments that there's no God, that the Bible's not true. All these things aren't true. And we've got to keep ourselves strong with God's help and allow him to keep us strong. That day won't come until, first of all, there comes the falling away. And the man of sin is revealed. The person who will be condemned, he who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits in the temple of God, showing himself to be God. Don't you remember that when I was still with you, I told you about these things? Now, Paul was only with them for 3 Sabbath days. That's not very long. So in the short time he was with them, one of the things that he emphasized was that there was going to come this falling away before Jesus comes back. So he was encouraging them to keep their faith. And now you know what restrains, so that he may be revealed in his time, because the mystery of iniquity is already working. Only whatever is hindering it will hinder it until that is taken out of the way. And then the wicked one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will destroy with the breath of his mouth. This one will come with apparent miracles after the working of the Satan, the adversary, with all power and lying wonders and all deceitfulness of unrighteousness, to deceive those who did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, so that they all might be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So then, God can deceive people. He can make people believe a lie if that is what they want to believe. So God is ready to confirm us in whichever way we want to go. If you want to be spiritually minded, God will give you his Holy Spirit to be like that. And if you don't want to be, well, it'll be a case of being like King Saul, an evil spirit from the Lord. There's no Satan figure out there or demons running around. Everything is under God's total control. An evil spirit from the Lord came upon Saul and made him even more cranky and unspiritual. It's like Pharaoh, he hardened his heart, and God hardened his heart. So you see, if we've got a heart for God, God will encourage us to have that heart even more. But if in our hearts, deep, deep inside us, we don't want God, and we don't want his ways, then God will even encourage you to go in that wrong way. So that's what makes life really important, and how we think and how we act is so important, because God is waiting there to confirm us whichever way we want to go. But we're bound to give thanks for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you to be saved. And that's why he is sanctifying you, making you holy by the Spirit through your belief of the truth to which he called you by our preaching of the gospel, so that you might obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he said that before, that you are going to be saved because you believed our preaching. He said that earlier in Thessalonians. So then, this is the significance of preaching. If you tell someone the gospel, this will help them to come to be saved. So we're playing a huge role. You're giving someone everlasting life. And an awful lot God allows to depend, I think, upon our preaching. If you don't preach, if you don't tell someone else the wonderful news, well, they won't hear. So then, we have got this great hope in our hands. And how strange it will be when Jesus comes back, if the people amongst whom we lived and worked and studied and went to school think, oh, you were the one who knew all about this, and why didn't you tell me? And the only answer will be, oh, because I was kind of shy. But people will be like, but why didn't you tell me about it if you knew about this? He has called you through our preaching of the gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand fast and hold on to the traditions which you were taught. Now, what he means is not traditions maybe as we might understand them, just the old ways of doing things, but the things which Paul had taught them through the Spirit. Hold on to those things. This is the gospel. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and a wonderful hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. So God is waiting now, as I said, to establish or to confirm you in the way that you yourself want to go. And this is the work of the Holy Spirit, and we should be open to God confirming us and establishing us in the path we choose to go.